love you so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home. I got a little change in my pocket.
Now we're
gonna take you out and buy you dinner.
8 after the hour.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Julia Cameron said, wherever you are is always the right place. There's never a need to fix anything, to hitch up the bootstraps of the soul and start at some higher place. Start right where you are. Now, this lady was 15 years old when she started. She was a model. She was a supermodel, established a career that many, including probably her, never dreamed she would have. Tyra Banks tackled the world of television. She has a really successful radio, and I don't know, I've said radio, but I'm confusing it with somebody else. I know you had a television show, but I don't know, Tyra, if you've ever actually had a radio program. Have you?
I have not had a radio program. How are you?
I'm looking for a co-host.
Yeah. There you go. Here you go. Do you ever get tired of people looking at you and think, my God, what a beautiful woman? And thinking not about you as a human being, but as a sort of a picture.
Shallow people like me, Tyra.
Yeah.
For shallow people like you.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I've retired from modeling, I feel like, and producing and have written my book and stuff, I feel like I'm getting past that, I hope, unless y'all are about to hold me down and make me go.
No, but I think, a lot of times people get these things in their head about beauty, and then we remember the superficial stuff like beauty is only skin deep. We want to find out, in your case, what Tyra Banks is about other than the beauty. You're intelligent. I think the things you do on television oftentimes are pretty provocative. And you've written this book called Model Land, supposedly the first in a series of three. This is you telling your story in no uncertain terms, or is this a general sort of overview of the modeling world?
So this is actually a book of fiction.
Uh-huh.
So it is not autobiographical, but it is highly inspired by my life. Mm-hmm. My modeling book, it's fun, it's fantastical, it's adventurous, it's mysterious. And my lead girl, my protagonist, her name is Tuki de la Creme. She has a very interesting name.
I love her name.
Sounds like something you'd have for dessert in a French restaurant.
It does sound like that. Can I have the Tuki de la Creme?
Yeah, right.
And Tuki is 15 years old. She's super gawky and very awkward. She has one green eye, one brown eye, crazy, crazy hair, and a huge forehead. And I get teased for my forehead so people can, like, kind of draw and, to come to a conclusion that Tuki and I are very similar, but Tuki is also every girl. Every girl that has doubted herself, not felt good enough. You know, I created Tuki to show girls that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And Tuki de la Creme gets chosen to go to this school called Model Land, and Model Land creates supermodels that have superpowers. Mm-hmm. And Tuki's in the school along with three other girls that are misfits, and she and these girls don't know why they are there.
Cool.
You know, they have a lot of self-doubt, and it's, you know, the series is about their adventures in Model Land. And so to me, Model Land is like fantasy. It's for people that love fantasy and adventure, people that want to hear about girl power. There's even some romance. I think moms and daughters and sisters and even guys. I've had a lot of guys actually come up to me and say they like it.
Yeah, let me get this straight. You've taken hot women, models, and made them into superheroes. What's not to like?
Do you hear the baseline of what Rich got out of that?
I know. I'm like, wait, I talked about insecurity and self-doubt, and he went to hotness. I'm like, wait, what did I say that?
This sounds great for, like, tween girls and for moms and everybody, and Rich is thinking hot girls.
It was just blah, 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 and hot supermodel heroes.
Rich, if you see that and you want to read it and find those hot moments, you can do that.
I got it right here. It's right here in my
Pretty
Little Pals.
There's some hot moments. In fact, Tuki comes from a town called Peppertown, and it's the hottest town in all of the world.
Come on. Peppertown.
Hotness right there.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
What made you want to do this? What made you decide you wanted to write a book, Tyra?
Yeah. Well, I love storytelling, first of all, and I love reaching girls with self-esteem and body and beauty messages that are not like, message, hit you over the head. I want to entertain them while at the same time giving that message. And I was going to go to college for film and television, writing and producing, so writing has always been in my genes. And also my core mission, expanding the definition of beauty, making girls feel beautiful, more beautiful about their reflection, feeling better about their reflection, is my life's passion. And I really wanted to reach them with a book so that they can also fill in the blanks, because a book leaves a lot out for your own imagination.
You know, it's
and I wanted them. Oh, you can go on. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Last night, my wife was watching your show, and I was in there watching it with her, and I just happened to take this away with me after watching it for a couple of minutes. I thought that it was down to two girls. Sorry, I can't remember their names. But
you're going to say what I saw last week, too, the CEO of your own life?
Well, no. Yes. The girls were beautiful, but when they all weren't all made up and everything, they were just your every girl. And
yes.
The two things that they kept saying was, I never felt like I could be this, and thank you, Tyra, for showing me that the one girl especially was like, nobody really believed in me, and now I believe in myself.
Well, but doesn't that speak to, Tyra, the whole issue of whether you really, the beauty that we are adoring, if you will, in a generic sense, isn't really there? It's created by people who have paintbrushes.
Yeah, it's created by paintbrushes and retouching and beautiful lighting and the best photographers in the world. And when it comes to America's Next Top Model, I think what you're saying with those girls saying that is they're not necessarily that typical stereotype beauty.
Right.
But I saw something in them, and my team, we see something in these girls, and we're like, there's something special, interesting, different, quirky, unique that I find absolutely beautiful. And that's kind of what Tukey is, you know, like she's weird and she's odd, but she doesn't understand just how stunning she is. And neither do the people at Model Land.
It's
they
funny.
Don't get it either.
Yeah.
Like with Top Model, you know, I find that, you know, when I have people watching Top Model and they're debating about a girl on Top Model and they're like, I think she's beautiful. Another person's like, oh, I don't get it. To me, that's success because I'm putting debatable beauty in the show. And mm-hmm. over the years, as time goes on, people will start to think of that as beautiful.
Wow.
And so that's kind of Tukey's story. It's kind of like in line with Top Model.
The show America's Next to Top Model, seen around the country, about 170 different countries. I said around the country, I meant around the world. She's won a couple of Emmys for the Tyra show. Tyra Banks is here with us, and we're talking about her book, Model Land, as we continue. 14 past on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Jennifer and Richie and I, conversation going with Tyra Banks, who we know from television, from her modeling career. She's written a book, first a fiction book called Model Land, which she says is the first in a series of three. Maybe you ought not to limit yourself, Tyra, by saying three. It's kind of like, okay, I've had three successful television programs. I don't want to do any more. You may come up with five. You may be like, what was... how many, Rowling came up with how many? Was it seven?
Seven Harry
eight?
Potter.
Seven,
yeah.
Right, yeah. So you may have that in you. I'm not suggesting you have Harry Potter here, but you do have a good story. And it's something that you obviously must be, I mean, you didn't fall off of the turnip cart. You understand how La La Land works. So if you write something that's good and you're behind it, somebody who's well known, it becomes a movie, right?
When I was writing Model Land, I got a movie offer from a very prominent movie producer, but I was a little kind of scared that if I said yes at that time, he would be trying to tell me how to write the book and what to include, and so I kind of passed on that. But right now, of course, we're open to, like, other producers, even him, you know, making Model Anna
Show. Even him.
What's the book?
But I just, at the time, I was just like, I can't do this. You're going to be over my shoulder going, okay, chapter 5 must end this way, and you must do, I'm just like, I can't do this right now.
Hey, Tara.
Have you written a second book yet, or is it still in development?
So what I've done is I took a retreat a couple of years ago, and I mapped out the entire series, so 3 books. And I mapped out what we call, like, reveals, like the aha, and oh, my gosh, and that happens, and that happens. I did that for the whole series. But but the whole series is not written. You know, it's just kind of mapped out.
The outline,
out. Yeah, the outline. So I know where the story is definitely going and where it ends. I have all that already done.
Can we be in the movie?
What would you like to be?
I don't care.
We'll be so the bad
guy. No, he can be the bad guy. Let him be the bad guy.
You want to be the bad guy?
I'd love to be the bad guy, but I always end up playing the nice guy, and that's the problem. I really want to be the bad guy, but it never works out for me that way.
I want to be at Model Land.
Uh-huh. You want to be at Model Land? Do you want to be a guru? At Model Land, the teachers are called gurus.
Yes, I would love it, because I practice my smize, you know, so I could totally be there.
Oh, you could totally be the one that teaches the face classes. There's a class called Cara, 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 which means face in Spanish. And you could be the face teacher, face modeling.
I love it.
I want to be one of those teachers.
I'll even do it for free. That's how good I am.
Oh, very nice. We could save some money hiring you.
Exactly.
Tyra, let me take you to a different place for a moment, if I may. Kind of going back to what you were experiencing yourself when you were 15 and the story of Tuki de la Creme, who's 15. Young women today who see you and the success you've had and others who have been down that street wonder if it isn't for them. And I wonder if there isn't stuff gets out of sync, out of proportion, and we place too much emphasis on this sort of thing instead of maybe learning and working to get through school. You're a role model. How are you encouraging people from all walks of life to make sure they finish school? Because that's that's an important message in our country now.
School is so beyond important. I mean, I'm back in school myself in business school. And I think just even me doing that, a lot of girls are like, I had some girls found out that I was in business school, and they're like, oh, my God, Tyra, I'm going to study harder now.
Yeah.
But one thing I do tell girls, I actually am on a book tour right now across the country, and I emphasize the importance of school, the importance of focusing on your homework, and then partying after that. So go and hang out with your friends after you do your homework, after you study for those tests. You're not going to be in school for the rest of your life. So this is just a temporary situation that you need to excel at, because the more you excel in school, the more choices you will have once you get out of school, and you'll be able to do what you want as opposed to what you have to do.
There are many young men who are dropping out of school, especially in the bigger cities. I don't know how much the problem is. Not as great with women, but it is a problem. And getting the message across, for whatever the reason, is not getting across at home. So you're an important focus in certain communities for this message.
So many people want to do what they want to do when they're adults, you know. So if you stay in school, you'll be able to have those dream jobs as opposed to the things to just pay the bills.
Tyra Banks, the star of The Tyra Show, responsible for America's Next Top Model, and the first book of at least 3, Model Land, a fictional creation story.
Get it now.
Get it now.
I'll be talking to you guys through Twitter, Facebook. Tell me what you like, don't like about the book. We'll have a dialogue. I'm so open. This is my first time.
Good idea.
So cool.
I'm open.
Good for you. Tyra, thank you. 21 after and good day.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Barry Hagman's birthday is today. We don't play the theme from Dallas. We play the theme from I Dream Genie. Actually, I think we have Dallas there, Richie. You always play. You can find the theme from Dallas.
Yeah, we'll stick with this. This is good.
Who made the decision to do that? Whose program is this? You just decided arbitrarily that you're going to
the buttons.
Overrule.
Seriously, Dream of Genie. Think about Genie if that makes you happier.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yes, master.
Tim being
Ooh.
Shot. It's an interesting...
You do that very well, though. Jennifer.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, he was Ensign Pulver. You may remember that. That was in Harm's Way, a movie John Wayne was in the late 50s. That's where he got sort of his start. Born this date, 1931. Larry Hagman is 80 years old today.
Wow.
Up next, Don Felder, who's the guitarist for the Eagles.
One of the guitarists.
One of the great groups in terms of pop music. One of these nights, Lion Eyes, Best of My Love, New Kid in Town.
Yep.
Born in the state 1947, so that makes him 64 today. Happy birthday to Richard Childress, the auto racer, who is 67 today. Happy birthday.
He's a winery, you know, in North
Stephen.
Carolina.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King's birthday is today, the author of the creepy... really creepy novels like The Shining and Carrie, The Stand, The Duel, Pet Cemetery. Gives you the creeps just thinking about it. We talked earlier about Bill Murray having his 61st.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars! Give me those Star Wars! Don't let them end.
This is so great.
Emmy Award-winning comedy writer for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Three times he won it. Starred in Stripes, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, Mad Dog and Glory, What About Bob, Scrooged, Rushmore, Cradle Will Rock, and on it goes. He was in Charlie's Angels, and nobody could figure that out. The remake of the movie.
Bosley, yeah.
Yeah, nobody could figure that out. Anyway, this is from his SNL days, the Star Wars theme. Those guys were funny.
Yeah.
When they were together, those guys were funny.
They were funny.
Funny, funny guys.
A lot of drugs going on, but they were funny.
Dave Coulier, who is Joey in Joey on Full House 52 today.
He is.
What do you know about him?
He's a big hockey fan, was on Full House, and he dated Alanis Morissette.
Really?
The stand-up comic guy, the guy with the light brown hair?
He did America's Funniest People, the TV show, Richie.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. That. Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Right? Yeah. David James Elliott, who starred in what? Who remembers Jag? He was Arm. We had what's her face that played the female lead. What's her name?
Catherine Bell, wasn't
Catherine
it?
Yes. And actually, she's going to be back on sometime soon.
Right. Anyway, he started out in Melrose Place. Did you know that?
No.
Where this guy got his start, Knott's Landing, that era. So, anyway, he hasn't done much lately for whatever the reason. But
I think I've seen him on those Lifetime movies.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, next
not that
up,
I watched that.
No, of course,
yeah, right.
You just walked through the
just
room.
Just slipping right. by.
Rob Morrow, who's a pretty good television actor, was a star of Numbers. Do you remember him? Played the role of Joel on Northern Exposure. Was in a short-lived TV show, lasted 4 or 5 episodes last year. I watched it once. I thought it was pretty good, but it didn't last. Who's to say? Nancy Travis, an actress born in the state in 1961. She's one of those you'd recognize.
I love her. She's in So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike, what's his face? Yeah.
There you go.
Myers,
thank you.
Cecil Fielder with the Detroit Tigers baseball player. Happy birthday to Cheryl Hines, who's Cheryl on Curb Your Enthusiasm, 46 today. Faith Hill's birthday is this September 21st, and every year after this, she's 44 today. Tyler Stewart, guitar player for Bare Naked Ladies, 44 today.
Great stuff.
Ricky Lake's birthday is today, born in the state 1968. And Liam Gallagher, a singer from Oasis, is 39 today. Happy birthday to all these folks. And you too.
It's his own special challenge.
When your 80-year-old mother calls you up and says, "Hey, I want to get online."
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. More after this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. Every day, over 6 million older Americans face the threat of hunger. In just 2 years, the number of people suffering more than doubled. That's why I teamed up with AARP and AARP Foundation for the drive to end hunger. We're determined to put a stop to this problem, but we can't do it alone. Join the fight by texting HUNGER to 50555 to make a $10 donation to AARP Foundation, because with more and more people going hungry, every second counts.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive 2 confirmation texts. Full terms at mgive.org/T.
Some older people really get confused trying to locate the things they want to access. Email, internet, the printer, what a mess.
This is a case where many options don't help anything.
Techie David Singleton writes about pop culture on the web.
I like this new organization called InternetButtons.org. It's such a simple idea. It's a page of buttons that you can create that make it super easy to use the internet. Internet Buttons allows you to create these very simple markers, very large.
You put these large labeled links on the senior's desktop. This application is free, and you can add your picture and number just in case the new user needs more help. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Staffing Good Day program. How have you done making your own opportunities today? Is a destiny on your side? Destiny and chance, how do they go together? The choices that you make in terms of what you do. We were talking about these two people that were released from jail in Iran. They were sort of, we've used a lot of different kind of negative words to describe them and how foolish they were to be hiking on the Iranian-Iraqi border. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? That's not the story of Ingrid Betancourt, however, who is with us right now. You may remember her abduction by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Interesting there, call FARC. You can do a lot with that. But anyway, she was captive in Colombia for years, and the story made headlines all around the world. Back in 2008, we all watched as she was reunited with her family after her rescue by the Colombian army. She's published a book, Even Silence Has an End. Interesting. That's really those words together. Interesting. Just as I read them out loud for the first time. They are pretty powerful, aren't they? Huh? Ms. Betancourt gives an account of her capture and imprisonment, and sort of we're here to have her not tell you the whole story of the book, but to give us some of her personal side of the story. Had to have been, struggle probably isn't even a strong enough word, is it, Ingrid?
Yes, absolutely. And, well, I want just to share with you guys how happy I am with the liberation of the two American hikers. I know there have been many comments around their story, but for me, I really have advocated for their freedom.
Sure.
I think it was so unjust and so unfair what happened to them. And, you know, I have been witnessing that when those type of, issues come, people being kidnapped, there's always the suspicion of saying, well, they were not in the right place. I mean, they were in the wrong place in the wrong moment. But that's too easy. It could happen to any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should just, you know, be very solidar and be happy for them to come back.
All right. What were you doing? Give us your story here as to why you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Correct. I was campaigning for presidency in Colombia. And the day I was kidnapped was a strange day, really, because I was heading to this village in Colombia called San Vicente El Caguán, and this village had hosted the peace process between the government and the rebels for 4 years. But oddly enough, 2 days before this trip that was planned many months before, the peace talks between the government and the rebels ended abruptly. And the government decided that his objective was to clean the area from the presence of the rebels. So the day I was heading to San Vicente, there was this huge military operation on the ground with soldiers everywhere, helicopters in flying all over the place, just to, you know, show the country, the people of Colombia, that even if the peace talks had ended, well, the government was doing what it had to do just to make sure that the rebels were not in control of the zone, because the government had been criticized for that. So what happened that day is that while I was going to San Vicente, the president of Colombia decided to go the same day at the same moment to the same place because he was launching a press conference to show that he had cleaned the area. And probably because he didn't want me to get there at the same time because I was from the opposition, he gave an order to my escorts that they couldn't come with me. He withdrew my bodyguards. So, well, I decided to continue the trip because, well, first because it was obviously it was very clear that the area was secured with the military, but also because I thought it was a blackmail that was not acceptable. I mean, manipulating the security of a presidential candidate in order to obtain political results was not something that I could accept.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Ingrid. Yeah. Ingrid Betancourt is here with us. She was abducted by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in captivity for a number of years, is telling her story in the book, Even Silence Has an End. As I listen to you tell the story, what I think I hear you say is that even though the Revolutionary Armed Forces took you, it sounds like there's a link between the army which rescued you and them, in a sense, or is there a link between the president and these people? Which is the link that you want us to take away from this?
No, what I want to say is that probably if my bodyguards hadn't been retrieved from my protection, I wouldn't have been abducted.
Yeah, but was that something that you think the president planned, and was there coordination between those who abducted you and those who were supposed to protect you? They went away just at the right time for these other people. How did these people know you weren't going to have a guard when they grabbed you?
Well, I think they just put a roadblock. They installed a roadblock. They were bold enough to just, you know.
But why would they want you to be captive? The only person who benefits from that is the current person that you were challenging, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I don't think we can just make that link. I think that the president just, you know, for political reasons, didn't want me to go there. I think that he couldn't, or nobody could, just think for a second that these guys, the rebels, would be as audacious as to put a roadblock in the middle of a military operation.
But in Colombia, at that time, there was still, you could make an argument, it was the drug capital of the world.
I mean, it was very dangerous being into politics, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. We have Rich McFadden, who's one of my co-hosts on the program, is married to a woman who's a Colombian, and her husband ran some radio stations and
her
was
father.
Killed. I'm sorry, her father. Not
yeah,
her
he ran radio stations, and then when he ran for local politics, he was killed, and then also my wife's brother was killed for saying things on the radio station that either the paramilitaries or the FARC didn't think that they should say.
Yeah, that's true. And that happens in Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's one of the problems.
Well, but so if that's not sanctioned, I guess I'm trying to come up with a thread here. Oftentimes people from other countries, I don't know whether we're guilty of it or not, we tend to not want to sugarcoat things. But people you've been through a heck of a lot, and it still sounds like you're sugarcoating it a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to be fair. You know, it would be easy for me to say, yes, the government is responsible for my kidnapping, but I don't think that's the case. I think they made a mistake, but I think that the rebels
are... So why didn't they get you out sooner then?
Well, for political reasons, because, of course, then we were in a presidential campaign, so the new president that was elected after my abduction was a guy that was very, right-wing candidate, and he didn't want to have anything to do with the FARC, with the rebels. He didn't want any negotiation to get through. So it was, for all those years, we were expecting something to happen and nothing happened until the day, and this is also politics, that the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, leftist, of course, decided to try to talk with the FARC to obtain a release. And I think that because the Colombian government didn't want Chavez to have, the trophy of having us out, they decided to put up this operation, this military operation, that was incredible because it was so successful and it was so intelligently done. And, of course, it was possible also because the United States helped the Colombians in interfering the communication of the rebels. So there was this kind of conjunction.
I remember when this plan went down and when this thing went down. And my wife and all of her friends were just amazed at what they were able to pull off watching it on TV, watching the news that day. And everybody was so proud of the fact that they were able to pull this mission off and to get you out safely. It was an amazing day for everybody to see.
Yes, and it was an amazing operation. The guys that were in that helicopter pulling us out of there were heroes. I mean, they did it in a so professional and incredible way because they tricked the FARC. I mean, they tricked the rebels. They made them think that they were rebels too. And they took us in the helicopter, and once we were up in the air, we were with two commanders of the FARC that had been that had come in the helicopter with us, and there was a fight. They neutralized the guys, and when the guys were on the floor neutralized, one of the guys shouted in a very big, loud voice, "We are the Colombian Army. You are free."
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. In terms of time here, I would like to have you describe for us, Ingrid Betancourt is here, abducted by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, in prison for a number of years. What was it like there, you and the people that were in jail with you? What treatment did you have to, because of who you were, did you get treated better or worse?
Well, I think I was treated worse for many reasons. First, because I was a presidential candidate and they had this kind of enemy kind of behavior against me, but also because I was French in Colombia, and so that was something that for them was weird. And also, I think, most of all, because I tried to escape so many times. So I was punished for many, many years.
Punished in what way?
Well, they chained me by the neck to a tree for 4 years.
4 years?
Yes. They isolated me. I couldn't talk with my fellow hostages. The food I was given was in a less proportion than the ones they would give to others. I mean, it was, they wanted to break my decision and my will. But I think it was hell for all of us. It was hell for all of us because we were in the jungle. It's not like being in a prison where you can have, some kind of shelter or comfort here. We were in the middle of the jungle. It was not only the presence of these guys, the guards that were mean and cruel and humiliating, but it was the daily contact with that jungle, the millions of bugs attacking us, the dangers with the animals, the anacondas, the tarantulas, the piranhas. I mean, it was hell. It was hell.
Are you strong physically now and mentally and emotionally? I was thinking about John McCain, our senator from Arizona, who went through a lot of the same sort of thing when he was in the Air Force and shot down over Vietnam. You probably are familiar with his story.
Yes, I perfectly, yeah.
Yeah. What gave you the courage to every day think, okay, I'm going to make it out of here. I'm going to get out sooner or later.
Oh, yes. I think the answer is love. It's the basic answer for everything. And for me, it was because it was what kept me thinking, I have to go back home. I cannot stay here. I have my children waiting for me. I'm not going to wait for somebody to rescue me. I have to just get out. And it was my obsession. I made several attempts of escape. Yeah. Some of them I just, succeed in getting out of the camp. I stayed in the jungle alone for a couple of weeks. I was recaptured. That was bad. But one of my fellow hostages that I trained to escape succeeded. Yeah. And he was the first one to give, you know, information about where we were and how we were once he got out.
Your husband, through all of this, and your family, tell us the story about them. We got about a minute left here.
Okay, my mother was incredible. She sent messages through the radio every day without knowing if I was alive or not. And her voice kept me alive. It was, you know, it was my, like my oxygen in the jungle. My children grew up without their mother. Melanie was 16 when I was captured. Lorenzo was 13. When I came back, there were two adults. Mm. And, well, it was, you know, I had to reconstruct my relationship with them. It has been the most joyful part of me coming back, this kind of being a mom again. And, well, my husband, he redid his life. Of course, he couldn't know what was happening with me. It was 6 years and a half of captivity, so it was very long without knowing anything about me. So he redid his life, and, it has been a little rough for me because we're divorcing, and the divorce is never a nice thing to go through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all a story that goes on, and the nightmares you must have had and may still have part of what the, you know, that's the essence of the story. Book is called Even Silence Has an End, the story of Ingrid Betancourt and the situation in Colombia, which seems to be better these days. At least you wouldn't expect something like this to happen, but maybe you wouldn't have thought about it happening then. So with the drug situation being remedied, but Colombia is growing, there's a lot of oil there, that kind of stuff, maybe it comes around to being a little more of a progressive country than it has been. Would you run for a political office again? Did I lose? I must have lost Richie. Where?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, I guess we
need to. I had a good one.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, anyway, it's an interesting, pretty compelling story. Imagine.
Yeah,
put yourself in that position if you can. Can you imagine being chained to a tree with ants crawling up and down your legs, with all kinds of horrible things going on around you? How do you have
hearing
this
those stories make me say, just thank you, God, for letting me be
crawl.
Born in this country. Yeah, and yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. My first few years of walking around in there, it's a little scary, but, you know, it's a different place now.
Yeah. All right, 11 before the hour, and good day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about road construction. Okay, so you drive to work every day the same way. You drive home from work the same way every day. Everything is fine until one day. There it is, that sign you thought you'd never see and don't want to see. Road construction next 6 months. That's going to be a horrible thing. It's going to slow down your day, rob you of your time, and every day frustration is going to continue to build. Things are going so slow, but the day the road is widened, the signs are gone, who remembers all the turmoil that we went through and all the frustration? Nobody. Life is the same way. It's all about change. It's the fact that change is a process, and when we go through it, it's painful. But at the end, once we realize what we've accomplished as a result of the change, it becomes something totally welcome. Embrace the change. Make it part of your life. Be proactive and enjoy. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't tell. All done. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The official end to the U.S. military ban on openly gay members of the armed services came to an end midnight Tuesday, with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta calling it an historic occasion.
I'm committed to removing all of the barriers that would prevent Americans from serving their country.
Secretary Panetta went on to say most American troops have undergone education and training on the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. President Obama signed legislation last year repealing this policy that started back in 1993 under the Clinton administration. Since then, well over 10,000 service members have been discharged under the controversial policy. Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said ending this was the right move.
We are a stronger joint force, a more tolerant joint force, a force of more character and more honor, more in keeping with our own values.
Marine Captain Sarah Pezat stepped up to the podium yesterday and said something she had been unable to say until yesterday.
I'm 31 years old. I'm a woman. I'm a United States Marine. And I'm a lesbian. Prior to today, if I had said that, I could expect to be discharged from the military.
And a former U.S. Army officer discharged because he's gay plans to re-enlist. Politico is reporting that Dan Choi says he wants to serve again now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a thing of the past. Choi went public with his sexual orientation on an MSNBC talk show in March 2009. That action led to the U.S. Army discharging the Iraq War veteran. It also led to Choi becoming a visible advocate for ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Tonight on NBC is so exciting, it demands its own exciting music. Yeah, like that. It begins with Christina Applegate starring in the new NBC comedy, Up All Night, and continues with another new comedy, Free Agents, starring Hank Azaria. But then, it gets even more exciting, because it's followed by the return of Harry's Law, starring Oscar winner Kathy Bates. Now, that's exciting. All new Up All Night, Free Agents, and the premiere of Harry's Law. Tonight, only on NBC.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain.
CoDATEL is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because CoDATEL can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CoDATEL by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CoDATEL.com for a free evaluation.
That's CoDATEL.com.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the stock market with investors cautious about the outcome of the Fed's two-day meeting that ends today. The Dow finishing with an 8-point gain to 11,409. S&P down 2. NASDAQ fell 23 points. Oil prices up $1.19 a barrel to $86.89. President Obama with a busy day today in New York City. The White House says the president will address the UN General Assembly, and then he'll meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who is pressing the United Nations to have a separate Palestinian state recognized by the world body, something the U.S. would likely veto if it came to that. Let's talk construction. The news not so good for the U.S. housing market, with construction of new homes across the country declining twice as much as predicted in the month of August. New home starts fell 5%, according to figures released yesterday. Private sector analysts had expected a 2.3% decline. Forecasters tracking a new tropical storm today. Ophelia is the name, the 15th named storm of the 2011 Atlantic hurricane season. The forecast track shows Ophelia reaching Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic as a tropical storm over the next 5 days. It's still well away from land right now, churning about 1,400 miles east of the Leeward Islands. Couple of closing notes. First, a new twist on an old packet. Perhaps you've already seen it. The folks at Heinz offering a new dip and squeeze ketchup packet in which you could tear off the tip and squeeze it as you could before, or peel back the label and dip your fries or whatever into it. Just under $2 for a pack of 10. Sounds good in theory, but I'm betting I'll still have to tear this thing open with my teeth, squirting the ketchup all over my shirt, making it look as though I've been stabbed. Finally, what was your life like back when you were 16? Lexi Thompson is 16. This past weekend, she became the youngest golfer on the Ladies Pro Tour to win. She captured the LPGA Navistar Classic in Alabama, won it by 5 shots.
It was just a crazy feeling. I mean, just having my dad there on the bag, too. He was just like, I'm just going to walk away, because I'll probably cry.
By the way, if you're unfamiliar with golfing terminology, having my dad on the bag means her dad caddied for her, carrying her bag. As big a thrill for dad as it was for his 16-year-old daughter. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlana.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me.